And following the race for the Hillsborough School Board's District 6, a countywide seat, it's clear that religion and politics are as inseparable from education as economics. The school board faces a startling $42 million budget gap, and all four candidates say funding is their biggest concern. Yet they differ on what should go on in the classroom. Take evolution. Incumbent April Griffin says science classes should teach science and science only.
I support science in the classroom, and I think that you get into an area where it's going to be very, very divisive if we start having conversations about teaching religion in a science classroom. Because the question that I ask always is, whose religion are you going to teach?
Griffin's most well-known challenger is Terry Kemple, an outspoken evangelical Christian activist who is in favor of abstinence-only sex education. In 2006, he unsuccessfully lobbied the school board to require students to seek their parents' permission if they want to join a gay-straight alliance. Kemple also fought the State Board of Education's inclusion of evolution in its science standards in 2008.
I believe that they chose the wrong path, and I lobbied diligently to get them to rethink that decision, because it is only a theory, and to exclude other theories in view of one theory, to me, is not education. That's indoctrination.
The two other candidates have more of a moderate stance. Sally Harris, who has worked as an occupational specialist and founded a preschool, said religious views should stay at home.
I am a strong Christian. However, I believe that religious values are something that should be taught in the home, not in school. And I feel that we should build our education program around education and at the same time build values, strong values, which is no bullying, every child should be safe and be kept safe in an environment. And when it comes to choosing whether you believe in abortion or don't believe in abortion or gays or anything else, that has nothing to do with it as much as it is safety of the child.
Benjamin Fink, who has a background in technology consulting, says things like abstinence only and creationism shouldn't be excluded from classroom discussions.
There's a definite line between church and state and the need to not speak about religion in a classroom. I understand it's there. But when we're talking about being abstinent or we're talking about intelligent design, those are valid subjects. When we try to really limit ourselves, then we can basically direct a whole generation in a way that they lose choice.
Unless one of the four candidates in the race wins over more than half the electorate in the August 24th primary, the two with the most votes will face off on the November ballot. Also on the ballot will be a number of proposed amendments to the state constitution, including one that softens the class size amendment voters adopted in 2002. The final phase of that amendment is rolling out this year, and many involved in education, including all of the District 6 hopefuls, think strict limits on class size could be troublesome. Terry Kemple says the amendment will lead to unforeseen headaches for schools.
You get one new student in a class that's already at its limit, and that student's going to have to go to another school, or you've got to make another class, you've got to hire another teacher, whatever it happens to be.
Sally Harris says the limits could hurt the range of subjects available to students.
We could lose some of our great programs. Some of the schools offer Latin, some of the schools offer physics, and, there's really great potential classes out there, but they don't have a full class load. Then you've got your extracurricular activities, such as band or, the larger classes, and if you can't balance that somehow, you're going to lose some of the really great electives that have made our schools, stand out as being offering all these different subjects.
Incumbent April Griffin said schools will be forced to choose between hiring core subject teachers and those teaching more engaging topics.
If given the choice between hiring an elective teacher and hiring a language arts teacher so that we can be in compliance with the class size amendment that's in our constitution now, and we're going to receive sanctions if we're not in compliance, then the choice is going to be to hire that core teacher instead of the elective teacher. And that's going to take opportunities away from students that keep them engaged in class.
She added that schools that are at capacity could have unintended effects on families.
If we have a school that is at capacity and a family moves into that school boundary and there's room for their third grader but not their fifth grader, those children will have to go to a different school.
Benjamin Fink said the class size amendment, though well-meaning, makes no sense in such troubled economic times.
You know, when we voted for this and everybody felt it was a good idea, and, you know, we're kind of turning away from the mission behind it, and we can potentially disrupt kids.
Harris and Kemple both said another concern was the communication line between the Hillsborough County school system and the people whose kids attend its facilities almost every day. All four candidates will be on the August 24th ballot. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.